Next, Mr. Chameleon in the Woman's Weapon murder case. Tonight, we again present the famous Mr. Chameleon of Central Headquarters in his most famous cases of crime and murder. Brought to you by the makers of genuine Bayer aspirin. Now, let me tell you just who Mr. Chameleon is. A college man, he tried from childhood to live up to the name he bore, Chameleon, by taking on the color of whatever situation in which he found himself, appearing in endless guises, finally entering the police force, where he became known as Chameleon, the man of many faces, the underworld's most dreaded man. The listener invariably knows who Mr. Chameleon is, no matter which disguise he assumes. But the criminal he's tracking down seldom does. Tonight we give you Mr. Chameleon in the Woman's Weapon murder case. The holiday season, which brings happiness to so many, can also be a period of desperate heartache, especially to the innocent, grief-stricken families of those who have run afoul of the law. No one knows this better than Mr. Chameleon, the great detective, who has encountered so much tragedy in his time. And he's looking unusually grave and thoughtful as he sits in the office of the Commissioner of Police, listening to the Commissioner as he says,
I don't know, Chameleon. I've just never been satisfied about the Helen Drake case. The evidence was all against her. She was at odds with her mother-in-law, and it was she who gave her mother-in-law the poisoned candy which killed her. Even so, the evidence wasn't strong enough to get her convicted of first-degree murder.
Helen Drake got 20 years in prison, Commissioner. Can you think of anything much worse for a woman like that?
Did you know her, Chameleon?
No, I never met her. I followed the case with great interest at the time. I had met her mother-in-law, Mrs. Orlando Drake, a tight-fisted tyrant if I ever saw one. It's a wonder she allowed either of her sons to marry. I bet she interfered constantly.
Well, she's dead and gone now. And John Drake, Helen's husband, and his brother Horace are two wealthy men and independent.
John's wife, Helen, is in prison.
Yes, Chameleon, John Drake will spend this Christmas without his wife. Their two fine sons will spend Christmas without their mother, to say nothing of the disgrace connected with such a thing. Pretty tough for two boys of 16 and 18.
I take it that you've seen them recently, Commissioner.
Yes, they were in here this afternoon with their father. John Drake is still convinced his wife is innocent.
And the hard-boiled Commissioner of Police is touched.
You're a hard-boiled detective yourself, Chameleon. And I notice you're interested in Helen Drake's possible innocence.
I always have been, Commissioner. I have a feeling that Mrs. Orlando Drake's murderer is still walking the streets. But how to smoke her out, that's the question.
Her?
Or him. Poison candy is a woman's method, but a man might have been smart enough to use it for that very reason. John Drake's brother Horace, or even John himself.
What?
Why not? Since I wasn't on the case, I've never met any of them. I would like to do that, Commissioner.
Meet them?
Mm-hmm. Reopen the case, if I feel it should be reopened. I think I know how to make the killer stick his neck out, if I'm convinced the killer is still loose.
Well, then question them by all means. Take Detective Sergeant Dave Arnold with you. John Drake and his sons are living in the mother's house. His brother Horace and his wife Sonia are with them, too.
Any servants who were with Mrs. Orlando Drake?
Her housekeeper, I believe, a Mrs. Sterling. Mm-hmm. It was Mrs. Sterling's testimony which convicted Helen Drake.
Ah, I see. You know something, Commissioner? Wouldn't it be nice if I could get Helen Drake released from prison in time for Christmas?
Are you kidding?
Well, partly, but it'd still be nice. And don't remind me how near Christmas is. I know that just as well as you do, Commissioner.
And so, a few hours later, we find Mr. Chameleon sitting in the drawing room of the magnificent Drake House. And with him is a haggard, white-faced man, John Drake, who is saying,
Mr. Chameleon, I was hoping that even at this late date you'd be put on the case. I'm sure my wife is innocent. I know it was Helen who gave my mother the candy. She actually handed my mother the very piece which killed her, but still...
Your mother's housekeeper, Mrs. Sterling, was in the room at the time, and she saw your wife actually give your mother the candy.
Yes, and Helen admitted it was she who bought the candy, but even
so... Did your wife quarrel with your mother?
I'm afraid so, Mr. Chameleon. But on my behalf, you see, my brother Horace had always been Mother's favorite. Mm. Mother was very unkind to me. And Helen is very outspoken. She wasn't afraid of Mother.
Your brother is here with you now?
Yes. Sonia, his wife's been wonderful. She felt my boy should have someone to look after them. The housekeeper, Mrs. Sterling, is old and a bit eccentric, I'm afraid.
I see. Mr. Drake, will you have one of these?
What are they, Mr. Chameleon?
Oh, they're a very special candy I'm extremely fond of. Sort of a coffee mint.
No, thanks.
Well, they're really delicious. Only one shop in New York that makes them, Marnell's. I always carry some with me. Now, if you don't mind, I would like to talk to your brother Horace and his wife, Sonia.
They're in the study across the hall, waiting for you.
Thank you. I'll go in to see them. Mr. and Mrs. Drake, I'm Chameleon of Central Headquarters.
How do you do?
How do you do?
I'm here to ask some questions. We have reopened the case of the poisoning of your mother last summer, Mr. Drake.
But, Mr. Chameleon, what makes you think that my sister-in-law, Helen, didn't kill my mother?
I am not saying that she didn't. The jury seemed to think she did.
I never thought she did. Never, Horace.
Oh, Sonia.
I mean it. Believe me, Mr. Chameleon, if you have evidence to show that Helen is innocent, well, it's wonderful, that's all. It's simply wonderful.
Have you such evidence?
I am not free yet to say. Mrs. Drake, would you like one of these candies?
What?
One of these special candies I'm very fond of. I get them at Marnell's.
Oh, no thank you.
Mr. Drake?
No, thank you.
Mr. Chameleon, have you talked to Mrs. Sterling, the housekeeper?
Not yet, Mrs. Drake. Detective Sergeant Arnold has gone upstairs to fetch her.
Well, she can't help you. Good heavens, Mr. Chameleon, if Helen didn't kill my mother, who do you think did? I, for instance? I inherited the largest share of my mother's fortune. Do you think that I killed her?
Horace, darling, don't get so excited.
I have reason to get excited, Sonia. If Mr. Chameleon suspects me...
I haven't said a word about suspecting anyone. I haven't even said I have concrete evidence.
But you must have, if you're reopening the case. A famous detective like you, Mr. Chameleon, isn't asking questions for the exercise.
Mr. Chameleon?
Yes, Dave?
Mrs. Sterling, the housekeeper, is here.
Oh, send her in, please.
I'm already in. I've lived in this house for 30 years, and no cop is going to tell me when I can come in and out of rooms.
When there is murder involved, Mrs. Sterling, the police have certain rights.
The murder was taken care of. Helen Drake gave her mother the poison candy. I saw her. She was sent to jail. And good riddance. I never liked her. She was too independent.
Mrs. Sterling, that's no way to speak of Helen.
Mr. Chameleon, I think it's wicked to reopen this case. We've all gone through enough. Let sleeping dogs lie. That's my motto.
Well, my motto, Mrs. Sterling, is the innocent must be protected and the guilty must be punished. And frankly, Mrs. Sterling, I like my motto a great deal better.
And now, back in the office of the Commissioner of Police, Mr. Chameleon is saying...
Have a candy, Commissioner. They're really delicious. Hmm? Special confection put up by Marnell's.
Oh, thanks, Chameleon. Hey, since when have you taken to eating candy?
That's what I want to know. Every time I look at him, he has a piece in his mouth.
Well, that goes to show, Dave, how easily you can acquire a certain habit. I never ate candy before. Now, I like it, especially these coffee-flavored mints that I so carefully told the Drakes were my favorite confection.
So that was the idea.
Mm-hmm, that was the idea. Commissioner, I am more convinced than ever that Mrs. Orlando Drake's murderer is still walking the street. I have no actual proof, but I have laid the groundwork for the smoking out process, shall we say. Now I want to release two newspaper stories.
Such as?
First, that Mr. Chameleon has a definite lead on the killer of Mrs. Orlando Drake.
Uh-huh.
Said Mr. Chameleon firmly believes that Mrs. Helen Drake was wrongly accused and convicted of the crime.
Secondly?
And secondly, I am releasing a story the day after tomorrow is Mr. Chameleon's birthday.
Huh?
Yes, it really is. I had the tough luck to be born just before Christmas. But even so, I expect to receive plenty of presents, including some of my favorite candy.
What?
Well, of course, Dave. And what better gift from a well-wisher, or rather from someone who doesn't wish me well? Meanwhile, Commissioner, as of tomorrow, I expect to be working at Marnell's, the very French, very elegant candy shop. And when I say elegant, I mean elegant. All satin and gilt and candy, $5 a pound.
Have you talked to him yet?
Yes, I've talked to Marnell himself. He's engaging me as a clerk tomorrow under the name of Peter LaRue. And I am very curious to see if any of the Drake family come in to buy some of Mr. Chameleon's favorite candy. I am looking for evidence, Commissioner. Evidence.
And now, the following day, in Marnell's fashionable candy shop, we find Mr. Chameleon in his disguise of Peter LaRue. Very French, very distinguished, with his pince-nez glasses, and he's saying to Detective Sergeant Dave Arnold...
How do I look, Dave?
Mr. Chameleon, all I can say is you don't look like any candy clerk I ever saw.
Well, that's because you've never patronized Marnell's. I wonder if the Drake saw my stories in this morning's paper. Both stories.
I think they did. Here comes Horace now.
Good. Very good. Go in the back room, Dave, and keep Monsieur Marnell company. Don't let Horace Drake see you. Now, watch my French accent.
Good afternoon, sir. What can I do for you?
Well, I'm looking for a certain candy you sell here, a coffee-flavored mint.
Ah, yes, yes. This is our specialty.
I'd like some, please, a pound box.
Oh, dear, I am very sorry. I am afraid we have none today. Now, these coconut creams are another specialty of the house.
No, I want the others.
Oh. You and Monsieur Chameleon.
What?
There is a Mr. Chameleon. I believe he's the well-known detective who liked these same coffee mints. He is just as insistent as you are in getting them. Unfortunately...
I must have them. When will they be in? Later this afternoon? Tomorrow, perhaps?
Mr. Horace, what are you doing here?
Mrs. Sterling, what are you doing here?
I came to buy some candy.
I don't believe you. You followed me.
Don't be silly, Mr. Horace. Young man.
Oui, madame. What can I do for you?
I want some of that special candy of yours. Coffee-flavored mints.
Oh. That makes three of you like our mints.
Three of us?
Mrs. Sterling, they haven't got any. They're out of them today.
Out of them? Is that true, young man?
Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. It have just occurred to me. A new shipment came in from our candy kitchen a while ago. Let me look under that counter. Excuse me, please.
Mrs. Sterling, what do you want with that candy?
I could ask you the same thing, Mr. Horace.
I'm only buying it because I like it. Because I want to eat it myself.
There's no reason for you to get so hysterical, Mr. Horace. Sometimes you still act like you did when I took care of you as a spoiled little boy. Maybe you should go up to your place in Connecticut and take a short rest.
I don't need a rest.
There we are! There we are, coffee mints! Oh, this is splendid. Will you each take a pound? They are for 50 pounds.
For 50? But I was only given... Well, all right, here it is.
Here you are.
Oh, thank you, your candy, madame. Yours, monsieur. Do come again.
Thank you.
Have they gone, Mr. Chameleon?
Yes, Dave, they've gone. After a very strange and a very revealing conversation. Now I can hardly wait to find out whether Mr. Chameleon gets a present of some of his favorite candy on his birthday. It came all right, Commissioner. A pound of my favorite candy is a birthday present. Brought in, of course, by the story I put in the paper saying my birthday falls just before Christmas. Dave has the candy now. It's being tested in the laboratory.
Well, how is the package wrapped, Chameleon?
Plain brown paper. The address was printed. And the poison, if there is poison, could easily be inserted in the candy. And if it was, I'll take that, Commissioner. Hello?
Hello, is this Mr. Chameleon? This is Sonia Drake.
Oh, yes, Mrs. Drake.
Mr. Chameleon, can you come out to our place immediately? I mean, our country place near New Haven. They just called me from there. Something horrible has happened.
To your husband?
How did you know? Horace drove out there last night. His body was found just an hour ago. He'd been robbed and shot.
Shot?
I'm leaving New York for New Haven immediately. I thought if you could...
I'll be there by the next train or by motor, whichever is the quickest. You give me the address.
We're on Red Rock Road, 6 miles out of New Haven.
Thank you. Mrs. Drake, I am shocked, and I promise you I will do my best to find the killer. Commissioner... Horace Drake was murdered last night near his country place.
What?
Where is Dave Arnold? He should be back from the laboratory with that candy that was sent me. And if it does contain poison, Well, Commissioner, the killer has rarely stuck his neck out this time.
The time is getting short, Chameleon. If you expect Helen Drake to be released in time for Christmas, you'll have to work awfully fast.
Well, I'm doing my best, Commissioner. Even so, I didn't work fast enough to save Horace Drake.
You sure he wasn't killed by hold-up men?
Positive. Horace Drake was losing his nerve. Somebody killed him for fear that he'd go to pieces and tell what he knows about his mother's murder.
Chameleon, has it occurred to you that even if Helen Drake should be released from prison, our Christmas might not be a happy one?
You mean her husband, John Drake, might be the murderer?
Well, he benefited financially from his mother's death. Of course, a man must be a monster to kill his own mother, then let his wife be sent to jail for it.
Monsters are no novelty to me, Commissioner, but I have a theory.
Mr. Chameleon, you guessed right. That box of your favorite candy was full of poison. Every piece had a lethal dose.
I thought so.
How was it done, Dave?
A tiny hole was made in the candy with a needle, but the hole was big enough to take in enough poison.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
You have a queer sense of what's wonderful, Chameleon.
No, but at least I have a weapon to use now. Before, I had nothing but vague suspicions, but the killer made the mistake of placing a weapon in my hands.
What do you mean, Mr. Chameleon, a weapon?
The candy, Dave. A box of candy. Not the one with the poison in it, but a duplicate box, which I shall buy at Marnell's. And armed with that candy, we shall go to the Drake's country home near New Haven.
What?
Horace Drake went out there last night. He was waylaid, robbed, and shot to death in his car.
Mr. Chameleon?
Mm-hmm. The killer is really losing their nerve. And my birthday box of candy will make them lose it completely.
Mr. Chameleon and the woman's weapon murder case continues in just a moment. There's no need to let a cold make you feel utterly miserable. To quickly relieve painful cold symptoms, do what thousands do. Take 2 Bayer aspirin tablets with a full glass of water. Relief comes fast because Bayer aspirin is ready to go to work in 2 seconds. And to combat sore throat due to a cold, dissolve 3 Bayer tablets in 1/3 of a glass of water and gargle. You'll find the pain and irritation are relieved, the soreness is soothed almost instantly. Because Bayer aspirin dissolved in water makes a highly potent medicinal gargle that brings quick relief to irritated membranes of your throat. So to relieve painful cold symptoms, take 2 Bayer aspirin tablets with a full glass of water, and to ease accompanying sore throat, gargle with 3 Bayer tablets dissolved in 1/3 of a glass of water. When you buy, ask for Bayer aspirin by its full name, never by the name aspirin alone. Get the 100-tablet bottle and you get Bayer aspirin tablets for less than a penny apiece. And now back to Mr. Chameleon and the woman's weapon murder case. Mr. Chameleon has become convinced that Helen Drake, who is now in prison, was wrongly convicted of her mother-in-law's poison murder. And the behavior of the wealthy Drake family when he reopens the case convinces him further that justice has not been done. And we find him now with Detective Sergeant Dave Arnold near the country home of Horace Drake, who has just been killed.
Here we are, Dave. That's the Drake house right ahead of us.
Gosh, this is sure a lonely spot, Mr. Chameleon.
Isn't it? Horace Drake must have been killed just about here.
Hey, Mr. Chameleon, there's no light in the house.
Well, that's strange. Sonia Drake should have been here at least an hour ago. Come along, Dave.
Do you suppose they heard the car stop?
Possibly. I doubt if anyone will take a shot at us. This is the type of killer who prefers more subtle methods.
Mr. Chameleon, what? Look. There's a light in that room. Just one light. And there's someone pacing up and down.
John Drake.
Mm-hmm, the murdered man's brother. And that old housekeeper, Mrs. Sterling, is sitting watching him.
Ring the bell, Dave. Ring it again. Keep your finger on it if necessary. That's enough. Someone's coming.
Who is it?
Open up, Mrs. Sterling. It's Mr. Chameleon.
What are you doing here?
Sonia Drake sent for me. I suggest that you let us in, and quickly, too.
Mrs. Drake is upstairs. She's been prostrated by her husband's death.
Go upstairs and fetch her, please.
But, Mr. Chameleon...
Go upstairs and fetch her, Mrs. Sterling.
Yes, sir.
I shall be in the other room with John Drake. Come along, Dave. Mr. Drake?
Oh,
Mr. Chameleon, I suppose Sonia sent for you.
Yes. Your sister-in-law, Sonia, told me that your brother Horace has been murdered.
I can't believe it. I can't believe it. Poor Horace.
Yes, poor Horace. I am almost as sorry for him as I am for your wife, Helen.
What do you mean? You don't believe my brother was killed by hold-up men?
He was killed because he knew too much about your mother's murderer.
What?
Tell me, Mr. Drake, where are your sons? They're not here in this house?
No, their school holidays don't begin until tomorrow. Why?
What I have to say may be extremely shocking, though no more shocking than the belief that their mother is a murderess.
Mr. Chameleon, my wife Helen isn't a murderess.
No, she is not. I know that now. Just a case of getting a confession from the real murderer. I intend to get that confession before I leave this house. Oh, here are Mrs. Sterling and your sister-in-law, Mrs. Drake.
Mr. Chameleon, it was very good of you to get here so quickly.
Well, I'd have gotten here sooner, Mrs. Drake, if I hadn't stopped along the way to talk to a night watchman on your block in the city.
Night watchman?
Yes, Mrs. Sterling, a night watchman. I want to find out if he'd seen Horace Drake drive off last night. It seems that he had. Horace Drake left New York at 10 o'clock. He was murdered, I believe, a little after midnight.
Well?
Mr. Drake, where were you last night between 9 o'clock and 3 in the morning?
Mr. Chameleon, are you implying that one of us here killed my brother Horace?
Answer me, please.
I was home in bed. I went to bed early.
You? Sonia Drake?
I went to bed early.
And so did I.
One of you happens to be lying. Now, Mr. Drake, I have been going over the evidence which was given at your wife Helen's trial. The evidence that put her in prison where she is now, 2 days before Christmas.
What evidence?
The evidence at the trial showed that she bought the candy which killed your mother. As Mrs. Sterling testified, she even gave it to your mother. Oh, which reminds me, someone sent me some of my favorite candy today as a gift. I have it right here. Would you like some?
No, and please get to the point, Mr. Chameleon.
Yes, I am getting to the point, but I must have a piece of this. Dave?
Huh? Oh, yes, thanks.
Really delicious. I think I'll have a second piece. Now, where was I? Oh, yes, the candy which killed your mother, Mr. Drake, was in the house half a day. So there were several people who had plenty of time to poison it. Mrs. Sterling, Sonia Drake, and you, John Drake. All of you could have done it.
But how?
How?
Yes, how?
By making a tiny hole in the candy with a needle and inserting the poison. Which reminds me, Mrs. Drake, won't you have one of these?
You mean one of your candies?
Yes, I'd specially like to have you try them.
But I don't eat candy.
I'm afraid I must insist. Take a piece, please.
I don't want to.
You have to.
No, you can't make me. John, Mrs. Sterling, don't let him do this.
Sonia.
Mrs. Drake.
I don't want any candy.
You're going to eat some of it just the same. Or are you afraid they're poisoned?
No, of course not.
Well, then eat some, Mrs. Drake.
No, I won't. I won't do it.
Because
no.
You're pretty sure they are poisoned. And you are the one who poisoned them. You sent both your husband and Mrs. Sterling to buy them. Your husband suspected what you were up to, and Mrs. Sterling wasn't sure. But you figured if the worst should happen, you could push it off on them. You weren't anywhere near that candy shop.
And neither were they.
Oh, yes, they were. I happened to wait on them myself.
Mr. Chameleon. The clerk in the candy shop? That was you in disguise?
Yes, Mrs. Sterling. Did she send you? Did you go to buy that candy at Sonia Drake's request?
Yes. I half suspected, but I didn't want to believe it. I didn't want to believe that I'd sent an innocent woman, Helen Drake, to prison.
You still haven't proved anything, Mr. Chameleon.
No, Sonia Drake, but the watchman saw a woman leave your house in New York at 9 o'clock last night. He saw her return at 3 this morning. That gave you plenty of time to get up here and kill your husband and take the train back. Now, would you try this candy? Or must I force you to?
No! No, you can't force me to take it. I admit that I did it. Oh. I killed my mother-in-law. I wanted the money that Horace would inherit from his mother.
Sonia, you let Helen go to prison for something you did? You sent my wife to prison.
Yes, John, I admit it. Just don't make me eat that candy. It means death, the most horrible kind of death. Oh, but you took some, Mr. Chameleon. And Detective Sergeant Arnold.
Mm-hmm. And we are both still alive. This is not the candy that you sent me, Mrs. Drake. You'd have been quite safe in taking a piece of it.
What?
You know, I have been sure all along that a woman was the killer. Poison is so often a woman's weapon. And I counted on a woman's emotionalism, too. I was pretty sure that in a crisis, that emotionalism would betray you.
Oh, why did I give myself away?
I arrest you, Sonia Drake, for the murder last summer of your mother-in-law, Mrs. Orlando Drake, and for the murder last night of your husband, Horace.
Shall I take her away, Mr. Chameleon?
Please, Dave.
I always knew my wife, Helen, couldn't have done it. But it took you to prove it, Mr. Chameleon. I'll never forget your motto, the innocent must be protected. When will they let Helen out of prison?
Tomorrow. In time for Christmas.
And 24 hours later at the Blenton Prison for Women, a glowing-faced Mr. Chameleon is walking arm in arm with a pale but happy woman, and he is saying...
Well, I couldn't resist it, Helen Drake. I just couldn't resist coming here and getting you myself and delivering you personally to your husband and your two boys.
Mr. Chameleon, I'll never be able to thank you enough. I still don't know how you did it.
Well, your sister-in-law, Sonia, cooperated. As I told her, I was positive that a woman had committed that murder. That narrowed the field to her and Mrs. Sterling.
But I'm a woman.
Well, yes, but my male intuition told me that you were innocent. Or my cop's intuition. That's a great deal more accurate.
You know, of course, Mr. Chameleon, that you're giving me the most wonderful Christmas present, and John and the boys. Oh, it's the best Christmas we've ever had.
Well, perhaps that goes for me, too. You know, we all like to play Santa Claus, and I have been able to play Santa Claus and see justice done at the same time.
And with these words, Mr. Chameleon concludes tonight's murder case. Next time an ordinary headache threatens to spoil your plans, get fast relief by taking Bayer aspirin. You'll be amazed at how quickly Bayer aspirin works. And the reason is that it starts to disintegrate within 2 seconds after you take it. To see for yourself that this is true, just drop a Bayer aspirin tablet in a glass of water and watch what happens. Before it reaches the bottom of the glass, it will begin to disintegrate. It does the same in your stomach, hence brings relief with astonishing speed. Yes, and Bayer aspirin is dependable, too. Its record of use by millions of normal people without ill effect is a record no other pain reliever can match. When you buy, ask for it by name, Bayer aspirin, not just for aspirin alone. Get the 100-tablet bottle and you get Bayer aspirin tablets for less than a penny apiece. Listen next Wednesday night at the same time for Mr. Chameleon, the man of many faces, in The Case of Death and the Talking Parrot. The part of Mr. Chameleon is played by Carl Swenson, with dialogue by Marie Baumer, from the original story by Frank and Anne Hummert. Music directed by Victor Arden. The members of our cast join with our sponsors in wishing all our listeners a Merry Christmas. Your announcer is Howard Claney.
Friends, there's a new toothpaste in the market that you'll want to try. It's called Lion's Toothpaste. And it's not just another old toothpaste with an added ingredient, but is completely new and radically different in formula. For this reason, new Lion's Toothpaste does what no other toothpaste can do. Yes, laboratory tests on scores of individual teeth prove that it actually gets teeth brighter, 2.5 to 5.5 times brighter than any of the 5 leading brands. Brighter by far than any other toothpaste. So for a brighter smile, try this toothpaste that cleans without soap, polishes without chalk. Lion's Toothpaste.
Listen for Mr. Chameleon in The Case of Death and the Talking Parrot next Wednesday night at this same time. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.